Governor Nixon said passing House Bill 253 could result in a funding slash of $67 million per year for the state's higher education institutions. His office says the University of Missouri system alone stands to lose $31 million per year, and if a federal online sales tax bill passes, the state number jumps up to an estimated cut of $116 million annually. The bill, which the Democratic governor vetoed in June, calls for a personal income tax rate cut of 0.5% and a corporate rate cut of 3%. Critics of the bill say it could result in a state revenue loss of at least $692 million and funnel millions of dollars away from vital public services such as education. The state bill also calls for a tax increase on college textbooks. Nixon said the tax hike paired with the funding cuts would undermine the quality and affordability of higher education, a tool he deemed critical in economic development.
Giving a lobbyist a tax cut of 50% while increasing the cost of a college student textbooks will not create jobs.
The governor also fired off a laundry list of education programs and positions in peril if the veto is overridden, including scholarships, faculty layoffs, and research funding. And although Republican House Speaker Tim Jones has recently told reporters that it will be difficult to garner enough votes for an override, Nixon said he will continue to point out the bill's flaws and the gravity of the vote.
My sense is that the legislators, many of whom did not realize all the problems that this bill have, are recognizing very clearly that there is no need to raise taxes on prescription drugs, defund our schools, or jeopardize our AAA credit rating. I think they're communicating with their leadership about that.
The General Assembly is scheduled to reconvene for its veto session in September. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.